Agricultural information is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company. ADM, resourceful by nature.
It's 74 degrees on Friends Plaza at 8:50, in time for our pre-opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Tom Rogers. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Midwest Direct hog markets today are called steady to firm on expectations of moderate buying interest to begin the week. Some plants reportedly need additional supplies for tonight through midweek, which could result in firmer bids in certain areas. Peoria's called a dollar higher today at the top price of 43 even. They said if some plants need more hogs for early this week, that should be the case. A dollar higher, prices need to be higher, they say, there to catch up with the rest. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, July 11th, negotiated swine purchases were 15,336. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $65.50 to $72.99. The weighted average was $70.33. That was up $1.73 from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilt sold from $48.71 to $57.37. The weighted average was $55.01. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were 21,406. The base price range was 63 even to 77.95. The weighted average was 73.80, up $1.19 from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilt sold from 48.07 to 59.50. The weighted average was 56.70.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Well, the commodity markets fell overnight. We'll get an opening call about the day trade from Brian Maple in Indianapolis at FC Stone. That's coming up in a moment. We'll also look at the overnight figures. First of all, look at our growing areas weather. Here to do that, AM 580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Tom. And I don't know if you've heard the story that we've been talking about a little bit this morning about the Wabash River rearranging itself and reducing its length by 6 miles and creating a large island, and that's also affecting some of the areas along the Wabash River. But they're not alone. Areas along rivers, Mississippi River, Illinois River, Rock River in northern Illinois, a lot of those places still experiencing some flooding, and we did have some extremely heavy pockets of rain over the weekend. But we are going to get a break with greater than rain expected in the northern portion of the Midwest, eastern and central sections. While we experience the heavy rain over the weekend, but a drier weather bias this week will be supportive of favorable crop development. Cooler temperatures and showers next week might just be enough to maintain a favorable outlook. Next week's weather will have a significant role to play on the late July, early August weather. And if another week of dry conditions occur, topsoil will be much drier. We don't see much in threatening forecasts, but there will be some, believe it or not, some pockets of dryness across the area. It does look favorable for most summer crops, with the exception of some areas along the Delta and the Southern Plains. Drier areas of South Dakota and Minnesota will get welcome relief without a dominating ridge of high pressure. Almost impossible for the region to dry out excessively anytime soon. And we do have sort of a ring of fire situation going on. That's where high pressure sets up. And around the periphery of that, we can see some showers and thunderstorms. And it looks like they will see some significant rains across the area from the eastern Dakotas, across Minnesota, Wisconsin, where they don't need any more rain. And areas along the southern coast, the Gulf Coast, could see some pockets of rain this week. In the U.S. hard red wheat areas, rain Friday through Sunday impacted about two-thirds of the hard red wheat country. Rain occurred with the nearly 2.5 inches in central Oklahoma. Only a few hundredths of an inch fell in other areas. The precipitation greatest in eastern Oklahoma, or eastern Kansas and Oklahoma, outside of the major harvest areas. South central Nebraska picked up about a quarter inch of rain, and no precipitation fell from southwestern Nebraska in through eastern Colorado, through the western Kansas to parts of Texas and Oklahoma panhandles. But they are starting to see some rain right now just south of the Texas panhandle, and continue to see monsoonal moisture flowing up from the Pacific Ocean across northern Mexico into New Mexico and Arizona. And again, some of that precipitation may start to work its way north into the panhandle area. The forecast does offer some rain Tuesday in the southern plains, including some of the unharvested grain areas in Texas, with daily rainfall mainly light. But its persistence will keep field work at a little sluggish rate. Harvesting is still most aggressive in Nebraska and northern Kansas, where weather will be favorable over the next few days. Showers and thunderstorms will begin to occur more frequently in the unharvested fields in the north on Thursday through the weekend and into early next week, and that could raise some concern about unharvested crop quality. However, only a small percentage of the crop will likely be left for harvesting by that time. And just briefly, looking at some of the other growing countries, South Africa's wheat establishment is suspected of being good. Crops are poised to perform well in the spring if timely precipitation can linger. Temperatures cool during the balance of the winter. China's spring wheat conditions remain very good. Little change expected through the coming full week, with rain being abundant. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Thanks, Mike. Let's take a look at overnight trade on the Chicago Board of Trade and the outside wheat markets. The Kansas City July wheat contract opened overnight at 845 a bushel, up 8 last traded, down 8. September 862 and a quarter, down a quarter last trade, down 9.5. Spring wheat for September in Minneapolis opened at 885 and a quarter, down 11 and a quarter on the open and the last trade. In Chicago, July wheat opened at 812 and a quarter, down 6 and 3 quarters, last traded down 10 and 3 quarters. September 830, down 3 quarters, last trade down 12 and a half. December, 856 and a half, up a penny and a half on the open, last trade down 13. March corn, 875, down 3, last trade down 12 and a quarter. July of next year, 890, down 10 and 3 quarters, last trade down 12 and 3 quarters. In the corn, nearby July opened at 671, down 9, last trade down 25 cents. September, 678, down 13, last trade down 24 and a quarter. December, 695 and a quarter, down 14, last trade down 23 and 3 quarters. March, 714 and a half, down 12 and a quarter, last trade down 23 and 3 quarters. May corn, 730 and 3 quarters, down 7 and a half, last trade down 24. And July of next year, 739 and a quarter, down 6, last traded down 25. In the bean complex, nearby July beans opened overnight at 1603 and 3 quarters, down 26 and 3 quarter cents, last traded down 37 and a half. August, 1610, down 5 and a half, last trade down 37 and a quarter. September, 1577, down 28 and a half, last trade down 38 and 3 quarter cents. November, 1583 and a half, down 12 and a half, last trade down 37 and a quarter. January, 1588 and a quarter, down 22 and a quarter, last trade down 37. And March beans for next year, 1597 and a quarter, down 20 and 3 quarters, last trade down 38 and a half. In the products, July soybean meal opened at 450.60, down 330, last trade down 10.50. August bean meal, 445.60, down 30, last trade down 12.30. Bean oil for July, 63.76, down 72, last trade down 68. And August, 64.63, unchanged on the open, last traded down 92. Joining us now for a look at the markets as we open this work week now is Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company in Indianapolis. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Tom.
We see steep declines in the overnight trade, and looks like the markets following the other commodities down, oil and that?
Oh, maybe to some extent here. Crude oil is actually trying to come back a little bit right now. Crude oil I've got on last trade is actually up 11 cents, and that may help to stop some of the bleeding that took place overnight last night. I think generally it's more because of what people are seeing out here with the crop. We're starting to pollinate this crop. I know we've seen tassels pop out all over the place over here in Indiana. I'm assuming you're seeing the same thing over in Illinois.
Seen a few, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Beans are starting to take off. And you had at least a week and a half ago, people starting to talk about ridging out here during this time period, and there's no significant sign of that at this point at all. In fact, we've had almost ideal weather here recently after the flooding took place. We're going to still need some rains to come through, and that's kind of what we've gotten. I know we got some good rains over the weekend. There's rain called for in the northwest part of the Corn Belt where you've got some dry areas that are still out there. So I think these guys have to get a little bit concerned that this crop is starting to meet up to expectations, and we very well could have a 151, 152 crop out here just with the weather that Mother Nature's given us today, because I don't see any real threat to it.
You're saying weather today. Do you see any echo in the markets here from the decision over the weekend on the two mortgage banks?
Freddie Mae and Fannie Mae.
Is that affecting
commodities? That's a general sign of the economy, and, mm-hmm. and you have to ask yourself, how long can the government keep throwing money at some of this stuff out here? But it's just another sign that our economy is struggling, And are people going to be able to afford to pay these high food prices that, without question, to me, are coming down the road? Because I just don't see how livestock producers continue to make a run at it when these kind of values that they have to push into these products. So it just feels like, you know, you got crush out this morning. It comes in well below what the estimates were, 133.5. I think the range was 134 to 139, mm-hmm. average estimate of 137. It feels like the bulls that were out here last week have actually turned bearish this morning, and that this market's just in a liquidation mode. Of course, you did break some major support points in these corn, so I'm a seller of corn. I tend to think corn's going to make a run at going back to at least 650, where we broke out on the floods to the upside, and beans, and possibly into the $6 range.
All right.
Beans need to break 15 to really get me concerned, Tom.
All right, opening calls real quick.
I'm going to go with 20 to 25 lower in the corn. I think you're going to be 35 lower in the beans as we get started off these crush numbers, and wheat's going to be 10 to 15.
Thanks, Brian. This is WILL Urbana.